What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name's Bryce, aka Bruce Jablanca, and I'm here with
Caleb or WarMonkey75.
Someone's a little pissy at me this morning. Care to explain?
Nope.
Okay. So in today's episode, we're gonna do trivia. Because last episode we ranked our Mario Kart Wii tracks, which took the whole episode. So go check that out if you're interested in Mario Kart Wii at all. So we're doing trivia. We are going to do Would You Rather. So we came up with some Would You Rather questions, and we're going to explain what we would do in those situations. And then we did our top 10 YouTubers of all time. A list that I'm not too confident about. This is just our favorite YouTubers of all time, too. It's not the best YouTubers of all time. So
yeah,
keep that in mind when you're watching it. We're going to start with trivia.
Okay. Like always, I have no clue what it is.
Nope. Even if you did. So, Caleb.
So, Bryce.
Can you guess the top 10 Disney animated movies according to Rotten Tomato? I'm going to give you 20 guesses.
Okay.
As per usual on these website trivia things.
Oh, no.
Can't wait for you to start guessing things that aren't Disney.
I think I have a good shot.
Okay.
Well, Beauty and the Beast has to be up there.
It is number 10.
Wow.
With 93%.
Let's see. Cinderella.
Number 4.
Okay.
You got 98%.
That's it. That's all of them.
That's all the Disney movies.
Is Frozen up there?
Nope.
I bet Frozen 2 wouldn't be up there then. I just had one on my brain that I completely forgot what it was. Is Tangled up there?
Nope.
Wow. Is, oh my god. I was, like, just thinking about it, and now it's gone. Is Aladdin up there?
Number 7.
Okay.
95%.
And is this, like, oh, it's more. Oh god.
What?
I just... There's so many movies.
Yeah, I think there's like 60-something.
I don't think Hunchback would be up there. It's because it's more of a niche one. But I'll guess it later if I run out of things. I guess it's Pinocchio up there.
Is that a guess?
Yeah.
As number 1.
Okay.
100%.
That makes sense. Let's see. I think Wreck-It Ralph is Disney. I'm going to guess Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph is not on this list. Dang. It is Disney, though.
I bet Wreck-It Ralph 2 wouldn't be up there then. Man. Let's see. Is Lilo and Stitch up there?
Lilo Stitch is not up there.
Dang. Harry Potter's not. No, it's Universal, I think.
Animated.
Oh, yeah. Started thinking about the Disney parks.
Yeah, it was also not in Disney either. It was a big baby with his frozen Starbucks drink. He's a big baby.
My name is Bryce. Is Dumbo up there?
Dumbo's number 8.
Okay.
95%.
Is Bambi up there?
No.
That's surprising. Is Sleeping Beauty up there?
No.
The Little Mermaid?
No.
That's so surprising.
You have 12 guesses. You have 8 left. And you have 5 left on the list.
5 left on the list. I guess I'll just guess Hunchback.
Nope.
Okay. I didn't think so.
I think there's 2 on here that you're just gonna not get, to be honest. Maybe.
Are they, like, super niche?
Or is not it really, no.
Mickey Mouse doesn't really have any movies, and I doubt a Goofy movie would be up there. I'm trying to think of all the other princess movies. Maybe Princess and the Frog would be up there. I'll guess Princess and the Frog.
No. 6 guesses left.
Did I guess Sleeping Beauty?
Yes.
Okay, it wasn't up there. I guessed Cinderella, and I guessed... Oh, man. I'm really surprised Frozen isn't up there, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, it's Pixar.
Missing a big princess movie.
Oh, okay.
If she's a princess, I think she is.
Well, it's like, I guess that's also Sleeping Beauty. I was gonna say Maleficent, but forgetting the actual name of the animated movie, unless that's Sleeping Beauty.
I'm pretty sure that's Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. Missing a big princess movie? Who I've covered? Cinderella. Rapunzel. Elsa. Ariel. Tiana. Esmeralda. She's not technically a princess, but oh god, I'm sure it's so obvious.
It's a heavy hitter.
Oh, that's still Sleeping Beauty. I'm like,
you just wanted to be on here so bad.
I do. Because I'm thinking of, like, the 3 main ones, and that would be, like, Belle, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty, because those are, like, the yellow, blue, and pink. Barbie. No. I'm just not thinking about it right now. Apparently, there's got to be someone that's red that I cannot remember. I don't know why I want to say Strawberry Shortcake. Some reason.
Do you want to be called Strawberry Shortcake?
No.
Are you sure? If you don't get 2 more, I'm going to call you Strawberry Shortcake for the rest of the episode.
I'm trying to think of the Wreck-It Ralph 2 scene where all the princesses are in that one room.
Yeah.
Are they in that room?
I think so. Because all the villains are in the first one. They had Bowser in.
Pete? No. This is a problem.
You know, you could start thinking of other things too. If the princess isn't coming to you, I'm pretty sure there's only one more princess on here. Then you got 4 other movies still.
Jesus.
Got this guy cooked over here.
Oh, I'm running out of Disney movies.
One of them's pretty modern. That's on here. I'd say the rest are classics, though.
No, Coco's Pixar. I might need some hints. I am not, I can't think of anything else.
I'd say two of them are pretty modern.
Pretty modern.
One I have just don't think you're gonna guess at all, unless you just like grab something out of your ass.
Is Encanto Disney?
Yes.
Then I will guess Encanto.
No.
I don't remember what Raya and the Dragon is. I don't know if that's Disney. I'd never watched it.
Confirming something else.
Okay.
One of them is probably, I believe, is one of the first Disney movies ever.
Oh God.
Two are from 2016.
It doesn't have music and it goes over my head. There wasn't a Wicked movie.
I'll give you the years of them, okay? Two is 2016. Three is 1961. Five is 1937, which
Oh
is
my God.
the earliest movie on this list. Six is 2016. And nine is 1940.
Have no clue if Popeye the Sailor Man is Disney or not. It's gonna be some crazy stuff like Steamboat Willie. Like the singular clip
The
of him.
earliest one is the Disney princess movie. You know this movie. I know you do. It's somewhere in your brain.
Not right now.
Yeah, 'cause you're too busy wanting to be called Strawberry Shortcake for the rest of the episode.
Does it have music in it?
Yes.
That's messed up.
Think all these have music in it.
Oh.
Besides maybe two. Like they sing in all of these besides two, maybe nine. I don't think I've ever watched nine fully.
Does it have in like a in a iconic song in it?
I'd say, yeah.
Oh.
I'd say at least. I'd say five and six are pretty iconic songs in
This is miserable.
You might see Caleb take like one of his, like one of two L's in trivia. Pretty sure he's only gotten Captain Marvel trivia wrong in the history of the Salt Shack.
Yeah. Did I guess Snow White?
Nope.
I guess Snow White.
There you go. That's your 1937 movie. But
Okay.
97%. Four more guesses.
Hi ho.
I'm giving you, I'm capping you at, I'm giving you 2 more minutes. This has become a pretty long quiz.
How to Train Your Dragon.
That is DreamWorks. I'm
Ah!
not counting that.
Ah!
Oh my God. Guess one more and you get the prize.
Oh no. Okay, so one of them was like 1950 and the other two were 2016.
And one was like 1990 or 80 or something like that.
And there's no more princesses.
I'm convinced you had one of these on your like list when we did animated movies too.
No way.
Whether it was a honorable mention or not. I think you had, if we're counting honorable mentions, you had two of these on your honorable mentions, I'm pretty sure. I'm convinced you're just not gonna get 2 and 9, so At this point, just guess four movies, whether they're Disney or not. Hopefully that picked up in the mic.
Yeah.
Otherwise we're going to be giggling at nothing.
It's the Jungle Book on there?
Nope. That is Disney, though, I'm pretty sure.
That is Disney.
Three left.
That's stupid. Why is there no Jungle Book on there?
Strawberry Shortcake is calling.
Okay.
You're gonna be so mad at like two of these if you don't.
So mad.
One more minute.
Oh no.
You had three more guesses.
Kung Fu Panda is DreamWorks. Mmm. 2016. I'm really surprised Encanto wasn't on there. And Frozen. That's dumb.
30 seconds. Three guesses. Come on. You gotta start blurring some shit out.
Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Is that a guess?
Yeah.
No. Two more guesses.
Oh. I didn't want the prize anyways.
Are you giving up?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, we had Zootopia with 98%.
I would not have guessed that.
Number three, 101 Dalmatians with 98%.
Oh.
Number six, Moana with 95%.
I've never seen the full movie of Moana.
I know. And number nine, we have Fantasia with 95%.
Oh, I probably wouldn't have gotten Fantasia either.
Well, Strawberry Shortcake. You did not get the prize.
That's okay.
The prize was Disneyland tickets. No.
Oh.
It was a VHS of Aladdin.
I like Aladdin. What were on my honorable mentions?
I'm pretty sure you had 101 Dalmatians on your honorable mentions. And then you also said you'd never seen Moana, so you're going to put them on the honorable mentions. Because if you'd seen it in full, that you would have probably put it on your top 10.
That's probably true.
So. How's it feeling, Strawberry?
That's all right.
The instant this recording's off, I'm going to get abused.
You might.
Anyways, next up, we got Would You Rather. So, I told Caleb to prep most of these. I have some on my notebook as well. But, obviously, Would You Rather is a scenario where you have two options and you have to pick between them. So, let's see what Caleb cooked up for the Would You Rather. It's going to be a long podcast.
I'd hate to answer these questions, to be honest.
Are you not going to answer them with me?
They'd be easy for me.
Oh, okay.
I focus them around you.
Oh, God, okay.
Would you rather never play an Xbox or PlayStation ever again?
Between the two?
Yeah.
Probably never play on PlayStation again. All I play on PlayStation is Fortnite. And I guess if I wanted to play like the new games, I'd just buy an Xbox at that point. Because 360 has too many bangers on it to get rid of. So.
Yeah, because then you'd never be able to play Guitar Hero ever again.
Yeah. PlayStation has Guitar Hero, but I just own a lot of 360 games already. Yeah. So it'd just be easier to do that.
Well, I'd give up PlayStation because I've only played on one like three times.
Yep. It's probably mine too. And I'm sure we played Human Fall Flat, so that's not a great representation.
This one is definitely a you question. Would you give up WWE or Marvel?
Marvel.
Yeah.
Not even a question. I love Marvel, but there's so much wrestling. I wouldn't want to give up.
Okay.
So the MCU could die in the next 10 years. WWE will not be dying anytime soon. So,
I'd give up WWE.
Son of a.
Yeah. Would you rather play professional basketball or professional football? Just NBA or NFL? If you could, you don't get injured in either of them.
Right, football. Basketball is a pretty wearing sport. 82 games a year.
Yeah.
And then playoffs is more if you make the playoffs. So football would be pretty fun if I never got injured too.
Yeah.
I'll just be a third string quarterback. Get like $1 million a season just to ride the bench.
Yeah.
Be fine by me.
Okay. I'd also pick the NFL just because I think it'd be more fun for me.
Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of basketball either. Let's see. No more Pokemon or no more Mario Kart?
I almost put that on mine. And you're saying this is an easy one for you?
No.
I was going to say, this is a pretty tough one.
Because, like...
Right now it'd be Pokemon, obviously.
Yeah. Because, like, I play Pokemon Go a lot. And I could probably give that up, but it's kind of fun.
You would 100% give that up for Mario Kart.
Yeah.
There's no way you're keeping Pokemon Go over Mario Kart. Mario Kart's just such a good game for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Pokemon's like a... If you're doing a Nuzlocke or like a co-op type version, then you can get some people involved, but I'd probably get rid of Pokemon, to be honest, at this point in my life.
Me too.
Maybe like before 8 Deluxe, it was probably keep Pokemon, but
yeah. Would you rather be stuck in the Saw universe and have like a 50% chance of being stuck in one of his traps, or live on Elm Street? So risk Freddy whenever you go to sleep.
Probably Saw. You just kind of have to like not be a shitty person, and then you won't get picked. Because he just picks like... Granted, you haven't seen the later ones, but sometimes he just picks people for like skipping work or calling in sick for work. So maybe I would get destroyed at some point, but... Yeah... I'd probably just go insane if I was on Elm Street after a while. Everyone's like, I just want to sleep. It's not that easy. Like,
yeah.
You probably are going to get got eventually. So whether it's like hallucinations or not.
I'd probably have to pick Saw. I've only ever called in once. And when I did, I still went to work. They said, can you do this other thing? And I said, yeah.
Why? What?
Because I got my wisdom teeth out like 3 days before. And I was like, when I talk, my mouth bleeds. I cannot talk to customers. And they were like, can you come in and make salads? And I was like, yeah, I can do that.
Probably the most boring but easy shift you've ever had.
Yeah.
Blowing my nose.
How dare you?
I thought you were going to say you dished, and I was like, I would have said no.
No. Oh, my God.
Call me daddy.
This one, I don't know how I cooked it up. I sat there for like 5 minutes with my eyes closed.
Oh, God.
Would you rather, and I focus this one around you because I know you want one eventually. Would you rather have a new model Tesla when, like, Wendy poops out. Or
never gonna happen. Yeah,
whenever you want, or get the money equivalent of that over the next 5 years. And a new model Tesla is like 74K.
I'd probably just take the Tesla at that point. If it was like over 2 years, maybe I'd take that.
Yeah.
But it's not life-changing money.
No.
And Teslas are probably fun as fuck to drive around. So, and then I can, whatever, I can eventually just sell it for like half the price. And then it'll be like the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I mean, a Tesla would be fun. Like, assuming you'd also get a charging port.
Yeah.
And not, like...
Let's plug my iPhone charger into it.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was in a Tesla the other day, and I probably picked the Tesla. It was fun. My coworker couldn't figure out how to open the door.
God damn it.
That was also funny. All right, and then maybe the hardest question, would you give up red sauce or white sauce? So no more, like, marinara, or no more, like, Alfredo.
Wasn't expecting that. I think Pokemon and Mario Kart was harder. definitely red sauce.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'd probably give up white sauce.
I'm a bitch for Alfredo.
I know you are.
And queso, if that counts, too.
Ooh.
Queso smack-a-lackin'.
Oh, no. I don't know. Ooh.
I'll give up salsa any day of the week. The marinara part's a little bit harder, but I would probably still pick Alfredo.
I'd have to pick, like, pizza sauce and spaghetti sauce.
Yeah. I'm a big ranch on pizza guy, though. I think I could live with that if I really have to, or barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Or Alfredo, whatever works.
I see.
I hate your answers. I see, but I hate your answer. I came up with three random ass questions. Would you rather get tackled by Clay Matthews?
Oh, God.
Or chokeslammed by Undertaker?
Probably tackled by Clay Matthews. If I got picked up by Undertaker, like, you'd be probably like 9 feet in the air, and then
I don't want to be chokeslammed by Undertaker. Just to tell people I got chokeslammed by Undertaker.
I want to be chokeslammed by Undertaker.
I want to be choked by Undertaker. What?
Yeah. I mean, unless he does it like the safe WWE way, then it's like, oh, you're probably not going to get hurt. But
yeah. I'm going to get chokeslammed by Undertaker. would you rather have your own brand of clothing or your own action figures?
Probably clothing. Something I've thought about a lot, about seeing people in, like, just randomly with your clothes on. Well, your brand of clothes.
God damn
it. That'd be so cool.
Just, like, seeing randomly people with your clothes on.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to have my own action figures, but fashion plays a lot of, like, I think it's broader.
Yeah, you'd make, like, more money with,
yeah,
brand of clothes.
Yeah.
Do you rather become a pro at bowling or a pro at golfing?
I think there's way more money in golfing, and I think it's... Ooh, I don't know which one's harder, to be honest. They're both pretty hard.
I think you could eventually get good at bowling. Golfing, yeah, like, pretty damn hard.
Yeah,
that's also probably why they make a lot more money than bowlers do. It's
also, like, way more expensive. Like, you need, in bowling, you'll probably get your shoes, your ball, and, like, a glove. Then you're pretty set. I mean, I'm sure bowling balls can get really expensive when you get, like, a custom one.
Yeah, but clubs alone are probably, yeah, more expensive than all of that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably become a pro golfer. Being a pro bowler would be a good party trick, though.
Yeah.
You guys want to go bowling? Just quick 300 on him.
Then what was your fashion or action figure?
Brand of clothes. Just because having our own merch would be pretty sick
It would.
eventually. So, and nobody's going to buy an action figure of me. So.
Yeah, except for like you.
Yeah, exactly.
And me. Like, so I can choke slam you with Undertaker.
Oh, that'd be pretty sick. Could get two birds with one stone with that one.
Yeah.
All right. Let us know in the comments what you would rather do between those questions. Would you rather be choked by Undertaker? No. All right. Top 10 of our favorite YouTubers of all time. Genuinely such a hard list to make.
Yeah.
Caleb watches a lot more YouTubers than me, apparently.
I'm going to make it like a last second switch.
Stick with your guns, dude.
No.
You're okay. Moving the Salt Check podcast at a first. You're fucked for that.
Oh, no. So what I did is I went to my subscriptions list, which is like almost close to 1,000. And I wrote down 38 of them and then narrowed it down from there. So.
You could do your list first. You have a lot more options than me. I already said this to him. I'm probably forgetting people. I purged my subscription feed like a couple months ago and unsubscribed to like 300 people. So there's a good chance I forgot some people. So yeah.
Okay. So for my honorable mentions.
You have four, right?
I got four.
Okay. I also have four.
I have TWD98. Troy has been way more apparent in, like, recent years. But I do remember watching him in, like, 2018 and being like, oh my god, he's so good. Yeah. Like, he's so, oh my god. And then he is also the reason why we have CTGP. Like, yep. Why we know how to download it. So that really helped out. And that has cost us many hours, but it's all worth it. And Flounder Fest is like so fun to watch with Enmead.
Yeah.
I've got Wolfie VGC, which is Wolf Glick, the Pokemon World Champion of like, I know he was like 2015, 2016, and then he made like the finals like another year. Anyways, he's arguably the best Pokemon competitive player in the world. But when you watch his videos, you're like, oh my god, this guy's so smart, and I could never be at his Pokemon playing level.
Nope. But no way.
Yeah. All of his videos are like super in detail, and he's just he'd be so fun to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got Poofesher. I didn't watch him a ton when he was at peak like 4 years ago, but within like the last 1 to 3 years, I watched him a lot, and he's so entertaining.
Yeah.
And because we've all played those games besides We Play, and it's like, man,
I played We Play.
I have not.
It sucks ass.
He
makes it look entertaining. It sucks completely.
Okay. but yeah, it's just so entertaining. And then kind of a curveball. I didn't know how to include all of their channels, but I've got FGTV as mostly for Skylander Boy and Girl, but it's not active anymore.
Mm.
So just kind of that family. I know we both watched them back when Skylanders was huge in like 2015. 2014.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah, I'd be like so excited when a new video came out. It's like, oh my god, how are they gonna unbox this Skylander? Like the stump smash with the magnifying glass, like
yeah,
the burn the packaging. But yeah, that whole family was like, this is awesome. Love Skylanders. So, yeah.
I have broken the rules slightly. I have one shout out just because they're so new. I think they'd be on here in like 2 to 3 years, though. I have the Escape Pod podcast. Okay. Go check them out if you haven't. Great channel. All right. Honorable mentions, and not in any order. I have TWD98.
Wow.
Wow. Probably the best Mario Kart YouTuber out there, to be honest. I'm sure there's more, like, professional, but just all of his videos are very good, and he's also great at the game. Number three, I have the React channel, which is like the
Kids React.
Yeah. Any of their channels just grouped in there. I watched so many of their videos back in the day just because it was so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
Number two, I wrote down Skylander Boy and Girl, but it could be FGTV too.
Yeah.
Just an insane time period. It's all I watched.
Yeah.
So, and then my probably biggest shock is I have PewDiePie in my honorable mentions.
Really?
I just haven't watched enough PewDiePie.
Yeah.
He's easily a Mount Rushmore YouTuber, but like, I just haven't watched him in like the past couple years, and it's like, it's not like he's doing bad content. He's doing great content. I just haven't watched him that much. So yeah, that's my honorable mentions.
All right. At my number 10, I've got Death Battle.
I don't know what that is.
You don't?
No.
Let's get ready for a death battle! Where they, like, pin, like, two characters against each other. They talk about them for, like, 15 minutes each, analyzing their, like, strongest and weakest moments. Like, they're pretty well known for their, like, Goku versus Superman.
You've seen that.
You've definitely watched a death battle video. But just all the work they put into every video, and now they, like, do little trailers for who's fighting. Like, they'll do one for, like, Goku, and it's like, oh, it'll show clips from, like, the anime. And then it's kind of like the Smash, like, a new fighter has appeared for just hyping them up for the next match. So they'll do stuff like Captain America versus Batman, stuff that you'd probably never see the actual company's release. So it's like, oh, yeah, death battle.
At my number 10, a channel that I've grown to love the past like couple years, I have Good Mythical Morning. I did not watch any of their content when they, like, for the first like 8 years or so of their channel. And then, like, as of late, me and my girlfriend just watch, like, all their videos. They're very entertaining. Yeah. So, yeah, all their food videos are a lot of fun to watch, and they're pretty goofy guys, so.
Yeah. At number 9, someone who I haven't watched for probably 2 years, but I got Roman Atwood Vlogs.
Damn.
They used to upload every single day. And I would watch them every single day, and I'd be like, oh my god, their house is so cool. They've got all this awesome stuff. Yeah. Oh my god. When the vlogs channel, like, outdid the pranks channel, it was like, oh my god. Because pranks really blew them up to, like, 10 million subscribers, and then vlogs got to, like, 15 million, and in later years, and it was like just all the crazy stuff they would do on the channel is like, wow, this is awesome. And they just live in a random spot in Ohio. It's like, geez. So
yeah sometimes their snap stories come up, and it's like, oh, they own like a plane now.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck.
Yeah.
Number 9, I have Super Mario Logan. Wow.
Oh, God.
What a phase. Jeffy, if you weren't aware. Jeffy is Jeffy. I can't really do anything to explain Jeffy besides, if you want to know, go watch.
Yeah.
I don't recommend binging it unless you do. But yeah, that took up a lot of brain space for a while. I mean, I watched Super Mario Logan when they first started in like 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Because back then, when you're like 7 years old, you play with your stuffed animals. So
yeah,
they would play with Mario, Luigi, all those people. And it's like, I do that. Yeah. This is fun to watch.
Yeah.
And then now they're just like a ton of, they do skits with stuffed animals. And it's just, it's not as entertaining as it once was. But that's because Nintendo struck them hard.
Yeah.
Because they'd use Mario characters, but Nintendo was like, you're making our characters swear and kill people and do random shit?
Yeah.
Nah. So now they use puppets that looked like them, but they aren't them, technically. Yeah. So, but yeah, definitely took up a lot of brain space for a while there. So, yeah, has to be on the top 10.
Yeah, all of these channels, I'm like, I would watch them whenever they would upload. At 8, I've got Dude Perfect. Man, oh man. Were they took the internet by storm when they first blew up. Because no one had really done any trick shot-based YouTube channels. There's, like, maybe a couple videos, but, like, and then the extremes that they go to, I don't think they could ever be matched at this point.
No.
But yeah, pretty legendary stuff, especially their like world record ones. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And the warehouse jealousy goes hard. Mm-hmm. such just a great
what
space.
What you can do with a warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do it all with like those five guys and like three editors, and they just produce like crazy good content.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, man, it'd be so much fun. I bet they've spent like countless amounts of hours trying to do every single one.
Oh, yeah.
Still, even like you were doing throwing a Kleenex in a garbage can, like, hype it, you did it.
Yeah. Two in a row, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. But they dropped basketballs out of helicopters, and it was like,
yeah.
So yeah, any like, and even their like stereotypes videos are cool. Mm-hmm. Not even built around trick shots at all. They're just super entertaining. So
yeah, number 8, probably one of the bigger newcomers on my list. I have Jimmy here. His You Laugh You Lose series is just awesome. I think, like, obviously he wasn't the first to do You Laugh, You Lose, because there's, like, PewDiePie that's done it before, but he's been the most consistent over the past, like, 4 years. He has, like, 200-some You Laugh, You Loses. And it's just the boys, man. They, like, they do group You Laugh, You Loses. It's just your homies. Like, they're just laughing at dumbass videos, and it's just, like, that's so much fun. Like, I don't know. I've probably seen, like, every single video, too. Just, like, when he only uploads on Wednesday, because if you didn't know, he's the It's Wednesday, My Dudes guy. So he only posts on Wednesdays. So when he wouldn't post and I wanted to watch, I would just watch the old ones. So I've probably seen all of them at least once. And it's also, like, kind of like a time capsule at this point. Because even if you, like, go back, like, 3 months ago, you're like, these memes aren't funny, but this is what we found hilarious 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. Jimmy here, number 8.
Kind of figured he'd be on your list. Number 7, I've got Game Theory. And, And we're also mad at MatPat for stepping away, but kind of makes sense. Anyways.
He deserves a retire.
Yeah. Yeah.
The amount of hours that guy has put himself through is unbelievable.
In the,
just in the FNAF community itself.
Yeah. Oh my god, what a revolutionary YouTuber, especially for the FNAF community. That is crazy. He, man, just to talk to him about something like that in person and all the random facts he could pull out of his head. Just, oh my god.
And he had Scott Cawthon in his last video too, which is kind of goated, honestly.
Yeah. And
not a good person, but
no. And his like charity live streams being like great. I watched one almost entirely, one of the years where he got like a haircut by a robot.
I just remember his live stream, Scott Cawthon would just drop hints for him, just edge him. And he'd be like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Like,
spend
like 3 hours like nitpicking stuff just for Scott to be like, yeah, that's not real, dude. Sorry.
Yeah. But just what a joyful and smart guy all of his content is. It's like, he's thought about the stuff everyone's thought of, but he's thought of it better. Yeah. Like, it's just, oh my god.
Or you've just never thought of it that way, and you're like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a genius.
So yeah, game theory's pretty legendary.
Number 7, this is probably low for some people, but I have Markiplier. Just a legend, honestly.
Also the FNAF community.
Yep, another FNAF guy. Markiplier's never really had like a niche content. Mm-hmm. So if you like anything, you could probably enjoy most of his videos.
Yeah.
But I like him for the scary games that he plays.
Yeah.
Obviously FNAF. He just blew that game up pretty much.
Yep.
I love his three scary games series. They could be the shittiest of shit games, but it's still entertaining because he's playing it.
Yeah.
He's a great guy too, so it all helps out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Markiplier.
At number 6, I've got Markiplier. yeah. There is a time where you could like easily binge all of his horror stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like sometimes you'd even wait till all of it comes out and then you could watch all of it. I remember watching his like FNAF security breach that was like 4 hours an episode just because he was like exploring the game and didn't.
I watched all of it.
Yeah.
Every time it came out, I watched all 2.5 hours of the videos.
It's like, oh my god, but it honestly didn't feel that long watching them.
No.
But he's just got a way to make things extremely entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what's on the screen. So
I agree. Number 6, I have 2Hype/Jesser the Laser.
Oh.
basketball group. Complete fallout as of late. The past couple years, they've been... I mean, Jesser's just grown his brand insanely, but they have been proven to be not great people, unfortunately. But when they were all friendly with each other, it was a lot of fun to watch their videos. They just do like the most random shit, but it'd be so funny. Like, obviously, since they're rich, they have like a mansion house, and then they'd play mini golf in their house. And it was like, that sounds like fun, but it would be like the plastic ones you'd get at the like dollar store. So they'd completely like whiff it, and they would just, I don't know, it was a lot of fun. I always enjoyed their skits and stuff. It's probably not a channel I'm going to go back to anytime soon, but at one point, that's all I watched. So, yeah. And their, like, NBA 2K stuff was great, but, yeah.
At number 5, and I'm sure I'll keep that for later. What? I'll let you know.
Okay.
At number 5, I've got Vanoss. Like I said earlier, someone who would upload and I'd watch every single one, because the Vanoss crew, Banana Boat cruise, banana bus, whatever it was. They're just all so entertaining, and it's crazy. You'd watch any game with, like, Wildcat, Delirious, Nogla, everyone else, yeah. Terrorizer. It was just like, God. And that's, they really, like, kept the Gary's Mod community, like, alive forever.
Yeah.
And it's like, they wouldn't even do anything in games. They'd just pick funny player models and just, like, talk to each other.
They'd be dumb. It'd, like, it'd be the dumbest shit ever. And it'd be so funny every time. Like,
when one of them would be a teacher in a classroom, like, that, oh, God.
So funny for no reason.
And then they like went to the bowling alley, and it was just,
I know exactly what yeah. video you're talking about.
Yeah, and like a lot of the moments are like Wildcat, like really far away, like Bungig just doing stupid things, and they also blew up. Well, GTA was way big before they started doing it, but I bet they contributed. And, like golf with your friends, like oh, man, Human Fall Flat. Just anything they all play together is like, you're gonna laugh and this is gonna be funny.
Yeah. So. Number five, I have Mr. Beast. I've probably seen every one of his videos yeah. at least once or twice. It's just such a bingeable channel.
Mm-hmm.
He spends millions of dollars daily and is still in the positives.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this, but he has like, he has, like, almost two times the amount of subscribers as PewDiePie now, which is just insane, yeah. honestly. But he's just, like, he's just a guy you can root for. Their crew is great, no matter how much hate they get for dumbass reasons.
Yeah. They're
still great. And their challenges are fun, because when, I mean, Jimmy himself is entertaining, but the whole crew is great together, and they do great things for other people, so easy guy to root for, easy yeah. guy to watch. So, and when I'm bored at night or if I'm trying to fall asleep, I'll just throw him on. So yeah, giving him free views.
Yeah,
you're welcome, Jimmy.
At number four, I've got more of a recent YouTuber, Ludwig. I mean, he's been streaming for a long time, but he kind of blew up when he did his Twitch subathon, and that lasted like a month or something, where people would sub and it would give like 5 minutes to like extend the stream time, and that went on for seemingly forever, because I remember just like randomly going onto Twitch and just like, because I didn't watch the first like 10 days, and then I like heard about it and I was like, I wonder. And it would just be like him sleeping. And I'm like, okay. But then I'd like go back a couple days later and be like, oh my God, he's still streaming. And yeah. there's like a timer and you're like, he's been streaming for like 17 days. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And he's the like the person to really revolutionize that. And now a bunch of people still yeah, do it.
It's a pretty popular thing to do nowadays.
Yeah. So. Not only that, but I've, like, his tournaments, like the Birio Kart tournament, the YouTube, he didn't host the YouTube Olympics, but he does, like, a Twitch versus YouTube versus Kick versus, like, everyone else. Like, he did a dodgeball tournament. He does all sorts of events and tournaments that are, like, really cool. And the, and Cutie Cinderella does, like, the, I think it's called the Streamies, the YouTuber Awards, whatever. It's, like, the YouTuber's Grammys, which is also, like, I'm glad they're doing that, because that's cool. Some people just deserve to get recognized. And still, I don't know, like, even half of them that get get the award. But just great. He just does great stuff.
There's so many streamers. Like, I probably could name like 10% of them, maybe. So it's yeah. like, yeah. This is probably the biggest shock on my list. Number four, I Pooh Fesher. This guy was on 24 goddamn 7 for like a very long time for me. Like, he just did what we did, but on camera and just raged even harder. Like, yeah. Just when you thought, like, if you're, I don't know, many people that are just addicted to, like, making memes or, like, Wii Sports, but, like, I was. So when he started making Fortnite characters play baseball and shit, yeah. That was, like, that was hilarious. The dude is just a riot. He is just, like, so angry all the time. Like, and he's playing just the most random shit. Like, he made Papa's games super popular again, yeah. Even though they were dead pretty much, just because he would rage at them. And he's just such an entertaining guy, honestly. And he's just some random dude that lives in Michigan that, whatever. And he just buys supercars, and that's pretty much all he does besides.
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah. But yeah, just super entertaining. Any game he plays is just always super fun to watch, honestly, just because, just go watch him.
Yeah, just because when it, the way his voice gets when he rages is so funny.
And, like, he, me and Caleb talk about this a lot, but he makes his own Wii controllers with Beef Boss, and he's gone through tons of Wii remotes, TVs that have just been shattered. It's like, his, like, getting medals on Wii Sports is so hilarious.
The medals is, like, is crazy. Because, like, it's actually, like, really hard to get them. Yeah. And I'd, like, try and do it in, like, an hour. It just never works.
I think genuinely my favorite video of his was beating the pro in basketball. I think he went through two TVs that series and probably, like, four or five Wii remotes. Like, any time I, like, introduce Poofesher to someone, I always put on the basketball series just because it's, like, so goddamn funny. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah.
Poofesher's one of my goats, honestly.
At number three... And I debated between going through their main channel or the secondary channel. And I chose the secondary channel. We got Smosh Games. Their game bangs are just unparalleled. Mm-hmm. It, like, all the people, all of their characters, like, personalities were all so unique. And just, they meshed so nice. And then they'd also throw Anthony and Ian in there. Like, it was tough not to have, like... Smosh, because I didn't know if we could, like, do, like, a general, like, Smosh and Smosh Gaming.
Yeah.
So this is more, like,
Smosh. I'd say it's, like, a Skylander Boy and Girl FGTV type thing.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, they're not as popular as Smosh, but...
Yeah. But, like, even watching them all play board games and video games, it was, like, even though sometimes they just were awful at the game, it was, like... This is so much fun to watch. It's made it
entertaining.
Yeah, because some of them would be really good. Like, so Hinky would be, like, cracked at everything.
And then people would get pissed at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it was just, like, kind of a legendary crew. And then seeing some of them come back every once in a while, it's like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So.
Number three, I have Smosh. / Smosh Games. Mm-hmm. I just wrote Smosh because whatever, it's both.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, legendary skits on their main channel. Like, they still make great skits now, but, like, when it was them, it was just insane. The food battles were insanely popular.
Yeah.
Their second channel, like, Lunchtime with Smosh, was always super fun to watch.
Yeah.
Or, like, Mail Time with Ian or whatever it was called. And then there's obviously Smosh Games, which was just such a legendary time period, honestly.
Yeah.
They honestly just would introduce games I've never seen before and make me want to play them. Yeah. And then it was just, like, such a fun group of people. Like, they picked the best cast of people to be in that. Like, everyone was so different, but they meshed so well with each other. It was amazing.
And then they'd have, like... celebrities on too.
Yeah,
I think they had a couple wrestlers that
yeah
one
they
time.
Do what's it called, it's like, oh, like Gang Beasts with wrestlers.
Yeah
that was fun. Yeah, no, I wish those guys well because they got fired for no fucking reason. Yeah. So because they were legendary people. They used to have a podcast together, which is kind of funny, but just doesn't.
It's not the same.
It's not the same, and it's unfortunate. So, yeah.
At number two, okay, Good Mythical Morning. There was a good amount of time that I would wake up, and the first thing I would do is watch the new Good Mythical Morning episode. Because they upload them at, like, 5 a.m., and I'd wake up at, like, 6 a.m. for jazz, so I'd watch their video for, like, 10 minutes, because they were all around, like, 10, 15 minutes, and then I'd take a shower, and I'd eat breakfast, and then I'd go to jazz band, because it was at, like, 7 a.m. before school, and then 7:45, I'd start my classes, but, man... Just a couple of wholesome guys.
Yeah.
Just doing the best they can, and it's always entertaining, even when their takes are awful.
Link is just, I don't know, man. He's something. I love him, but he's got some very wild takes on some things. They just have such interesting, like, games they do, too. Like, they do, like, shuffleboard.
Yeah.
And, like, they do, like, The cornhole. Or, like, their least favorite whatever. Man. If only we had a budget like that.
Yeah, that'd be so much fun. And they've done, like, some crazy, like, 15 seasons, something like that.
Yeah. They've only evolved, too. They haven't,
yeah.
They haven't lost a single step.
And their podcast, Ear Biscuits, is so entertaining because it's, like, the regular Good Mythical Morning, but it's also, like, a little unhinged because they, like, swear and stuff on it.
Yeah.
But no, just, like, all of their lists and the things they've done, like, all the taste tests, all the, like, soda tests and the rankings.
Yeah,
and
Gut Check is a goated show.
Yeah, and just the work they put into uploading so consistently is crazy.
They were goaded for buying Smosh and then sending it back to Anthony and Ian. So.
I was going to mention that too. They got like the Mythical Crew is also legendary. It just seems like it's filled with a bunch of like really level headed people because I'm sure they all grew up with Smosh and they were like, oh, we got to save them.
So wholesome.
Yeah.
We bought Smosh back from Rhett and Link and it's like, oh, it's so good. So wholesome. So. God damn.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
The guys they came up with bought their channel and then sold it back to them. So good.
So yeah.
I forgot to mention this around like four or five, but I think these are very interchangeable. Like, there's not like a clear favorite for me.
Yeah.
At number two, I have Dude Perfect. Just God, like they took the world by storm. I watched every single one of their trick shot videos when they'd come out. I remember I'd be living in my apartment with my dad, waking up before school and watching Dude Perfect. Like, they're just so entertaining. And even we still even listen to some of the music that they had in the background of those videos. And, like, they've only evolved. They've only gotten better with age. They've got live shows where they do their podcast-type thing. And
they had a tour.
Like, they've done multiple tours at this point. They've talked about opening a whole amusement park for themselves. They've gone through three different warehouse type things, which is just insane. And just when you thought they were, like, slowing down with their, like, trick shots, then they came out with their, like, podcast type show, 30 minutes, where they would just do random stuff, like, like the cool things one,
cool, not cool.
Tyler would rank things and they would all be awful opinions. And then that was entertaining.
They had the bad one with Ned Flan.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Ned Forrester. Whatever his name is. The spin the wheel.
Yeah. Wheel Unfortunate.
Super, super entertaining.
Yeah.
Just when you thought they were like, kind of like, I don't know. It's not really a niche to do trick shots, but, like, that's all they were doing. to move on to a show like that.
Yeah, overtime.
Just so good. So, and then obviously we talk about having a warehouse at least 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Because what could you not do with a warehouse?
Exactly. Just to have a full or half basketball court is like, oh, what a great way to spend your time.
Yeah.
Even playing horse or just shooting hoops.
Exactly. Just, oh. So good.
And like the golf simulator. Crazy.
They have everything.
Yeah. And, all right. Well, my, and that's the end. No. My number one is Technoblade. Rest in peace. He was the first YouTuber I ever bought merch from. It was like right after he died and I was like, okay, I need to buy his merch. And like, I didn't really have any motivation to buy any other YouTubers' merch before him. And I've probably watched, like, his videos are so, like, rewatchable. And I've watched all of them, like, 3 times, at least. And I just remember, like, he was like, oh, my cancer's getting better. It's like, they took part of my leg and put it in my shoulder. Like, huh. And then he died, and I was like, oh,
damn.
Okay. But yeah, really, really a legend in the Minecraft community. And then they, like, released that he did actually meet everyone else he was on the SMP with, and they were like, yeah, we all met him. And we were like, what? But yeah, I've watched, like, all of his videos, like, so many times, because they're so rewatchable and all of his stories and kind of how legendary he was at like PvP and like when he beat Dream for like what 30k or whatever that Mr. Beast 1v1 was. It was like, ah, oh, yes.
I hate Dream so much.
Yeah, we all hate Dream now.
It's not even because of his face, like people were like saying I just don't like him in general. Yeah.
But yeah, so.
My number one's Vanoss.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say at number 5.
Like, just such a legend. Mm-hmm. And he, like, introduced us to so many great YouTubers as well. Like, I shouldn't say introduced, they have all done their own thing, but when they're together, they're the best group on YouTube, in my opinion. Like you said, Gmod was just unbelievable. Like, I've never wanted to play Gmod so bad before in my life.
Yeah.
Like, all their skits, all, like, their death runs, like, so much fun.
Hide and seek.
Yeah, and then GTA 5, obviously, was their, like, huge breakthrough. Yeah. Like, I've enjoyed GTA, but they make me want to play GTA so much.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's just because they're so much fun. Like, they have such, like, charisma and, like, personality. And, like,
yeah,
everyone's got their own little niche personality. Like, they're not all just the same people talking. Like,
mm-hmm.
They're all raging at each other. Like, Vanoss is messing with Nogla, and Nogla's like, fuck off!
Yeah. like, the accents make them so much better. Oh, God.
And it's like, I'm sure people have leaked it somewhere, but I've still never seen Delirious's face before. Like,
yeah,
Wildcat's a goat. Nogla, I've seen a ton of Nogla's vlogs, and he's just a really fun person to watch in general. It's like Vanoss has done a lot for a lot of people. It's unfortunate Mini Lad was a pervert because he was a great YouTuber too before he was weird. So,
yeah,
And Louis, like, Terrorizer, all those guys.
Like, Moo.
Yep.
Was Ohm, didn't he, like, did they have a big falling out?
I don't know. Maybe. It wasn't as big as Mini Lad when everyone found out about Mini Lad being
like,
a fucking creep, pretty much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like with Poofesher, any game they play is just super entertaining, even if I, like, don't really care for the game. Mm-hmm. Just their personalities are, like, so much fun to listen to, and it's great.
And, like, their characters were so iconic. Like the owl head, the Terminator, and like the Jason mask, and just
Yeah. So good, honestly. But yeah, that's our top 10 YouTubers.
What a pit of nostalgia.
Yeah. I didn't forget nearly as much as I thought. Game Theory kind of hurt a little bit. Yeah. But like
that's all right.
Probably would have been an honorable mention on my list. I have definitely watched all the FNAF videos, so but yeah, let us know who your favorite YouTuber is all time, whether it's like who you think you're like the best YouTuber is or your favorite. Let us know.
Let us know if it's us.
Yeah, it's gotta be. Come on, one of you guys has gotta have us in your top 10. Come on. Anyways, thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys next Friday.
See ya.